messengers sent as a great blessing on their communities, called people to the true path, and were means whereby they emerged out of the darkness into the light. They preached the laws of our Lord, who created the entire universe out of nothing. Our Lord also bestowed miracles on some prophets, sometimes to protect them from the snares of the deniers and idolaters, and sometimes to be a means whereby people would come to faith. For example, the snares of the deniers who wished to cast the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, into the flames were neutralized by Allah's commanding that the fire to be cooled. The staff held in the hand of the prophet Moses, peace be upon him, turned into a dragon that swallowed what Pharaoh's sorcerers had produced and then resumed its former appearance. The prophet Moses, peace be upon him, also struck the Red Sea with his staff, and the people of Israel were able to escape Pharaoh's persecution by crossing to the other side when the sea parted as a result. By Allah's leave, the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, restored dead people to life and cured the sick by touching them. Many other miracles are also reported in the Quran. These miracles, a great blessing from our Lord, had a huge impact on people. They further increased believers' fervor and enthusiasm, and also caused a great many people to believe. Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, whom Allah has made a role model for all mankind, with his superior virtues and his every word and deed, also performed many miracles, by Allah's leave, throughout the course of his life. The verses of the Quran and the Hadith contain several miracles performed by our Prophet, peace be upon him. By Allah's leave, and by preaching Islamic moral virtues in the finest manner possible, he was a means whereby a people who used to bury their children alive came to be compassionate and affectionate towards everyone. Again, through the Prophet, peace be upon him, a community that once worshipped the idols they made with their own hands came to believe in the one true Allah. The verses of the Quran he preached as a guide to salvation raised the Bedouin from ignorance to the highest levels of civilization. These are all miracles worked by Allah through our Prophet, peace be upon him. The way that the Prophet, peace be upon him, survived and nothing untoward befell him, even though he always fought in the front rank during his 23 years of active struggle, and the battles forced upon him by the most fanatical and hate-filled deniers, is another of his miracles. The miracles of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, represent glad tidings for all Muslims, and blessing from help from Allah. These miracles will further increase the faith of those who already believe and bind them still tighter to the noble Quran, the divine scripture sent down to our Prophet, peace be upon him, by Allah. According to Islamic and historical sources, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was honored with the rank of Prophet at about the age of 40. However, a number of miraculous events had already taken place before the Prophet, peace be upon him, began receiving his revelation. One of these miracles was the way his dreams came true. According to the traditions, these true dreams lasted around 6 months. The great Islamic scholar Imam al-Bukhari describes these dreams as follows. Aisha narrated, "The first thing with which the revelation began for the Messenger of Allah was correct dreams in sleep. He never saw a dream but that it came like the breaking of the dawn." The way that all our beloved Prophet's, peace be upon him, dreams came true over the 6 months before he was honored with the rank of Prophet is one of the proofs that he has been specially chosen by Allah. Islamic scholars describe this state of affairs as Allah having prepared the Prophet, peace be upon him, for his great task in his sleep. Following these true visions and with the revelation he received from Allah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was made a guide to salvation for all mankind. In the hadiths, we are told that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, reached his 40s, he would frequently enter the Ghar Hira, the cave of Hira, on Jabal An-Nur, the mountain of light, some 12 kilometers from Mecca, and remain there alone. In the month of Ramadan of the third year of his solitude in the cave, Allah bestowed the prophethood upon Muhammad, peace be upon him. By Allah's leave, the angel Gabriel appeared to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and revealed to him verses of the Qur'an. This is how the event is described in the Qur'an. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Truly, it is revelation sent down by the Lord of all the worlds. The faithful spirit brought it down to your heart, so you would be one of the warners. In another verse, it is revealed that Allah will have the Prophet, peace be upon him, learn the Quran by the heart. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We will cause you to recite so that you do not forget. The way that he thus learned all the verses of the Quran is one of the miracles bestowed on the Prophet, peace be upon him, by our Lord. Until his death, our Prophet, peace be upon him, called people to Allah and his way with great determination. Our Prophet's greatest miracle is the Noble Qur'an. Allah sent down the Qur'an, a guide to mankind, 14 centuries ago, and called upon all mankind to attain salvation by adhering to it. The perfection of its literary language, its matchless style, and the wisdom it contains are all sure and certain proof that the Qur'an is the word of Allah. Poetry and literature were highly advanced in Arabia at that time. There were poets and people who made the most excellent use of the Arabic language. Those members of the tribe with the greatest rhetorical abilities were regarded as national heroes. Due to the importance they attached to literature, they wrote the mu'allakat, or the suspended odes, in letters of gold and hung them on the walls of the Kaaba. Some people would preach sermons on such occasions as fairs. Even the peasant people known as Bedouins would recite poetry and give speeches of as fine a quality as the poets in the cities. These poems and speeches had a powerful effect on people. It was at such a time as this that Allah sent the noble Qur'an down to the heart of the Prophet, peace be upon him. With the Qur'an, the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave the wisest literary response to the finest orators and the best-known poets who made the best possible use of language. Although opposed by many orators, he overcame them through the mercy of our Lord. There is no doubt that this was on account of the matchless literary beauty, wisdom and impact manifested by our Lord in the Qur'an. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. This is the word of a noble messenger. It is not the word of a poet. How little faith you have. Nor the word of a fortune teller. How little heed you pay. It is a revelation from the Lord of all the worlds. In addition to these features, the Qur'an also contains many miraculous aspects confirming that it is the word of Allah. One of these is the way that certain scientific truths, which we have only learned through the 20th and 21st century technology, were revealed in the Qur'an 1400 years ago. A number of scientific facts reported in various verses of the Qur'an in an exceptionally clear and wise manner were only discovered in our own day using the latest technology. These facts, which could not possibly have been scientifically determined at the time when the Qur'an was sent down, once again prove it to be divine. In the 7th century, when the Qur'an was sent down, Arab society held countless nonsensical and superstitious beliefs on scientific matters. Lacking the technology with which to examine nature and the universe, the Arabs believed in legends handed on from one generation to the next. Revealed at a time when people knew very little about astronomy, physics, or biology, the Qur'an contains a great deal of information on a great many subjects, from the creation of universe to human beings, from the structure of the atmosphere to the balances in the universe. Recent scientific discoveries make it clearer just how miraculous this information is. One of the most important features of the Qur'an is the way that it has come down to the present day, in exactly the same form as it was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and has never changed in any way. Allah sets this out in the Qur'an. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It is we who have sent down the reminder, and we who will preserve it. The scriptures before the Qur'an have been distorted and not preserved in their original forms. Various additions have been made to them by human beings. Some parts have been altered and others removed entirely. During the revelation of the Qur'an, each time a revelation was given to the Prophet, peace be upon him, our Lord miraculously enabled him to memorize it. Immediately afterwards, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had the Qur'an written down by blessed members of his community known as Scribes of Revelation. Thus, the Quran was preserved in written form. The Quran was compiled in one volume in the time of the Blessed Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Multiple copies were produced during the time of the Blessed Uthman, and these were distributed to major Islamic cities. The Quran is the revelation of Allah, sent as a guide to the true path for all mankind, which introduces people to their own lower selves, provides information that nobody who has ever lived or will ever live in the future, and no jinn can ever know. The numbers and dates in which are all absolutely accurate. It also possesses an unmatched literary richness. So great a miracle is the Quran that Allah instructed the Prophet, peace be upon him, to say the following to those who became arrogant and refused to listen to it. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, if both men and jinn banded together to produce the like of this Quran, they could never produce anything like it. Even if they backed each other up, we have variegated throughout this Quran all kinds of examples for people, but most people spurn anything but disbelief. The moral virtues of the Prophet, peace be upon him, are so sublime that nobody can deny or ignore them. This blessed individual possessed all the superior virtues revealed in the Quran and beloved of Allah. He is a role model and guide for all the worlds. The Prophet, peace be upon him, preached the message of Islam in the very finest manner and behaved with the greatest determination on the subject. Although he was subjected to terrible oppression and also offered a great deal if he would stop preaching the moral values of the faith, he nevertheless rejected every proposal put to him. He always held Allah's good pleasure and the interests of Islam and Muslims above all else. Throughout his life, the Prophet, peace be upon him, guided people to the true path, instructed his companions, and struggled to turn the idolaters to the true path by constantly engaging in dialogue with them. As a result of his instruction, people living in a desert environment with very ignorant manners and values turned into virtuous people cleansed by the light of faith. This is a great miracle. Ibrahim ibn Muhammad, a grandson of the Blessed Ali radiallahu ta'ala, reports as follows in describing the Prophet, peace be upon him. Whenever Ali described the noble features of the Messenger of Allah, he used to say, "He was the most generous and the most truthful. He was the most kind-hearted. Any person who saw him suddenly would become awed. Anyone who came in close contact with him and knew his excellent character loved him. The one who described him said, 'I have not seen anyone like him before or after him.'" Even before he began preaching the message, he was known for his trustworthiness from a very early age. He was known to the community in which he lived as Al-Amin, the trustworthy one, and everyone was agreed as to his honesty and reliability. People in his community trusted him enough to entrust anything to him, and chose him as a judge in the resolution of a great many problems. They always praised his virtues, good manners, and justice. Since the Prophet, peace be upon him, was a highly intelligent individual, possessed of great foresight, all these qualities immediately attracted the notice of everyone who saw him. Anyone speaking with him or participating in conversation with him and listening to the voice of his conscience, understood his extraordinary nature, and saw many clear proofs of his prophethood. His love, consideration, and affection, which bound those around him to the religion and warmed their hearts to faith, represent a moral superiority that all Muslims need to reflect on. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the unlettered prophet whose coming is revealed in the Torah and the Gospel. When Allah revealed the Quran to him, he could neither read nor write. This feature of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is one of the most important proofs of his status as a prophet, as revealed in one verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You never recited any book before it, nor did you write one down with your right hand. If you had, the purveyors of falsehood would have voiced their doubts. Although the Prophet, peace be upon him, had not read the Torah and the Gospel, he knew what they commanded and revealed. He also knew the history of societies that had gone before. This, of course, would have been impossible unless revealed by Allah. The Quran contained a treasure trove of knowledge about the main subjects in all the divine scriptures, stories regarding the prophets of the past, faiths and the beliefs accompanying them, ancient history, civilization and culture, economics, politics and ethics. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was naturally unaware of any of this before appointed as a messenger. Those familiar with him were well aware that he lacked all such knowledge. The way that he appeared before the non-believers with such a book, despite being illiterate, was the greatest proof of his prophethood. The knowledge and the message of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who had not studied at any school, are just among the miraculous aspects of this blessed individual. In one verse, Allah reveals, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to you all, of him to whom the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs. There is no deity but him. He gives life and causes to die. So believe in Allah and his messenger, the unlettered prophet who believes in Allah and his words, and follow him so that hopefully you will be guided. Despite having a number of corrupted beliefs and practices, Jews and Christians, the people of the book, nevertheless adhere to the divine faith sent down from the presence of Allah. Allah has revealed that the Quran was sent down as the final scripture, a confirmation of the other divine texts. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Believe in what I have sent down, confirming what is with you. Do not be the first to reject it, and do not sell my signs for a paltry price. Have fear of me alone. Judaic scholars and Christians who knew of the features of the illiterate prophet, whose coming was foretold in the Torah, immediately acknowledged the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is revealed in the Quran that the people of the book will recognize our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the same way that they do their own children, that some of them will nevertheless deny him, and that those who fail to believe him will eventually suffer disappointment. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who we have given the book recognize it as they recognize their own children. As for those who have lost their own selves, they have no faith. It is certain the Prophet, unable to read or write, obtained his knowledge of the people of Israel through being given it by our Lord. When these verses were read, Judaic scholars saw that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was the messenger whose coming was awaited. The people of the book witnessed that he spoke the truth and was Allah's messenger. As we have seen, revelation of the coming and attributes of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the scriptures of the people of the book, is yet another of the miracles regarding this blessed individual, who was made superior to all the worlds. The believing people of the book, who used their consciences in evaluating what they saw, once again confirmed this manifest truth. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written down with them in the Torah and the Gospel, commanding them to do right and forbidding them to do wrong, making good things lawful for them and bad things forbidden for them, relieving them of their heavy loads and the chains which were around them. Those who believe in him and honor him and help him, and follow the light that has been sent down with him, they are the ones who are successful. The night journey and the ascent to heaven is one of the Prophet's, peace be upon him, greatest miracles. It is reported in the Quran that the Prophet, peace be upon him, made a miraculous nighttime journey to the Masjid al-Aqsa. Almighty Allah reveals this journey in these words in the first verse of Surat al-Isra. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Glory be to him who took his servant on a journey by night from the Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed in order to show him some of our signs. He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. The Arabic word Aqsa means far off or most distant. They are 1,235 kilometers apart. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was in Mecca when the miracle in question took place. He was carried from Mecca to the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. The hadiths provide considerable detail about what the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw during this journey. It is reported that he met other prophets and saw paradise and hell. It is related that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was raised to the heaven from the region around the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. The site is known as the Qubbat al-Sakra, or Dome of the Rock. There is a rock at the heart of the Qubbat al-Sakra known as the Foundation Stone. This is the rock from where the Prophet, peace be upon him, is agreed to have ascended to heaven. The interior of the rock is hollow. That is why, looked at in cross-section, the rock gives the appearance of being suspended in the air, which is why it is known as the Foundation Stone. According to Islamic sources, because of their low intelligence, the miracle of the night journey and the ascent to heaven was met with skepticism by the pagans and unbelievers. Because they doubted that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was telling the truth, the unbelievers set about investigating whether the event had actually taken place or not. Our Lord once again humiliated the unbelievers and pagans because of this unpleasing attitude of theirs, and turned everything they mocked against them. This is revealed as follows in the hadith. They said, "Will you describe the Masjid al-Aqsa to us?" Some of them had been there and seen it. The Prophet related, "I began describing the mosque, and describing some places, I fell into doubt. At this, the mosque was brought and placed in front of the house of Iqal or Aqil. I looked at it and began describing it." After the Prophet's address, they said, "As for the description, by Allah, he was correct." The Prophet, peace be upon him, who had never in his life been to the area where the Masjid al-Aqsa was, provided a full response to the questions of the pagans. This is a great mercy and miracle of our Lord. Through this miracle, the enthusiasm, excitement, and devotion to our Prophet, peace be upon him, of the faithful, were still further. One piece of information about this miracle imparted in the Qur'an is the Prophet's, peace be upon him, ascent to the Sirat al-Muntaha. This means the final boundary where the knowledge of created entities ends, and beyond which they can go no further. This miracle is described as follows in Surat An-Najm. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He saw him again, another time, by the lote tree of the final limit, beside which is the garden of refuge. When that which covered the lote tree covered it, his eye did not waver, nor did he look away. He saw some of the greatest signs of his Lord. As we have seen, the mirage is a great miracle bestowed on our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, by Almighty Allah. It is a superior proof given by our Lord to our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the face of the unbelievers. Another of our Prophet's, peace be upon him, miracle is his cleaving of the moon. Allah has revealed this extraordinary event in the Quran, and many hadith concerning this miracle have also come down to us. This is how it is revealed in Surat Al-Kamer.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
The hour has drawn near, and the moon has split. If they see a sign, they turn away, saying, "There is no end to this witchcraft." They have denied the truth and followed their whims and desires. But everything has its time. The Hadith informs us that the splitting of the moon took place in Mecca. They also tell us that the people of Mecca themselves asked for this miracle to take place. Bukhari and Muslim related from Anas. He said, "The people of Mecca asked Allah's Messenger to show them signs, miracles, and he showed them the splitting of the moon twice." According to accounts, one part of the moon was seen on one side of the Mount Tyra, and the other part on the other side, after which the two halves came back together again. Following this cleaving of the moon, the pagans were speechless in the face of such a great miracle, and this time accused our Prophet, peace be upon him, of casting a spell over them. This characteristic of people who refuse to believe no matter what miracles they may witness is revealed as follows in the Quran. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Even if we opened up to them a door into heaven, and they spent the day ascending through it, they would only say, 'Our eyesight is befuddled,' or rather, 'We have been put under a spell.'" All this information once again goes to show that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Holy Messenger of Allah, was selected over and above all men, that Allah revealed the final scripture, the Holy Quran, to him, and that he was blessed with miracles with which to soften people's hearts and lead them towards faith. The cleaving of the moon is one such miracle. We must not forget that the moon, which like all other entities and bodies in the universe is under our Lord's control, can be seen in the form and in the event that Allah so chooses. As we are told in the Quran, it is enough for Allah to say "be" in order for any event to take place. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." His command when he desires a thing is just to say to it, "be," and it is. One of the miracles that our Prophet, peace be upon him, showed his community was the way that his prayers were heeded. Our Lord listened to the sincere prayers of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and in that way the companions and those around were able to witness miracles of various kinds. For example, the Hadith contained detailed descriptions of the way that our Lord heeded the Prophet's, peace be upon him, prayers for rain and abundance. One Hadith related from Anas by Al-Bukhari and Muslim states, Anas narrated, "A man entered the mosque on Friday while the Prophet was addressing the people. The man said, 'Messenger of Allah, our wealth has been destroyed and we have no transport to the marketplace. Supplicate for rain for us.' The Prophet raised his hands and said, 'O Allah, give us rain. O Allah, give us rain. O Allah, give us rain.' By Allah, at that time there were no clouds in the sky and there was no house or building between us and the mountain. From behind the mountain came a cloud looking like a shield. By the time it reached the middle of the sky, it burst and started to rain." The Hadith also tells us that our Prophet, peace be upon him, gave believers much advice concerning their health, security, and faith, and always treated them with affection and compassion. One of the consequences of this love and consideration our Prophet, peace be upon him, had for his community was the way he prayed for them on a great many subjects. by the will of Allah, those prayers were always a source of great well-being and abundance for all his companions. The hadith inform us that the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed for his companions to be blessed with long lives, and that those prayers were duly accepted. The Messenger of Allah prayed for Al-Bariqi. He reached such a level in trade that he believed he could even make money from buying soil. He stroked the head of another companion and prayed, "Allah make him beautiful and make that beauty long-lasting." And that companion's face remained young and handsome until he died. The prayers of our Prophet, peace be upon him, were a means whereby abundance, health, peace, and security were bestowed on believers. In the Quran, Allah says the following about the prayers our Prophet, peace be upon him, said for believers. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Pray for them. Your prayers bring relief to them. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing." In this film, we have seen some of the miracles of our Prophet, peace be upon him, whose superior virtues, deep faith, words and deeds have made him a role model for all. In the middle of a dangerous and pagan community, our Prophet, peace be upon him, both preached the faith and call on people to have faith and follow him, and also waged a determined struggle against those who did not believe. The leaders of the unbelievers planned to kill the Messenger of Allah and laid snares for him. Yet despite all these traps and deceits, our Prophet, peace be upon him, continued to wage his struggle, unharmed and in a miraculous manner. In addition, by Allah's leave, our Prophet, peace be upon him, came to possess knowledge of hidden matters, unknown to anyone else, in a number of spheres, and he described events that would only take place 1,400 years later, as if he had actually seen them with his own eyes. Allah's miraculous protection of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and the hidden knowledge imparted to him, are matters we shall be looking at in more detail in the second part of this film. It must not be forgotten that every one of the miracles of our Lord showed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, was created at his choosing, in the manner and at the time chosen by Allah, and with no natural cause. All miracles take place merely by Allah commanding them to be. Each one represents glad tidings that further enhance the faith of believers. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." There is instruction in their stories for people of intelligence. This is not a narration which has been invented, but confirmation of all that came before, a clarification of everything, and a guidance and a mercy for people who believe.